said that there were roughly about $70 billion of unspecified cuts in 83 and 84. And this was not split evenly. There was a little more for 84 than there was for 83. Now, that figure may have increased by a few billion, just as the present one has, because, number one, we didn't get all that we asked for in the budget bill, and number two, there has been the unanticipated increase in interest rates, which has added to our own government cost. So possibly there's $75 billion that has to be gained out of the budget outlays out of the 83 and 84 year. Now, what we're doing now is, as we deal with the 82 budget, and what we need there is preparing, as we will have to do in this fall and winter, the 83 budget and come up with those specific cuts. But it's, I know that it must be confusing to a lot of people who hear those figures and think that we're talking about one year like 82. We're not. We have the several billion dollars to catch up with.
You really let the Defense Department off the hook.
No,
not
really.
A lot less cut.
Not really. Let me say that here, that all the speculation that this was somehow a contest, no, it was complete agreement between all of us as to what could we do without in any way lessening our determination to build up our military capability, our defensive capability. And there was complete agreement between the three of us, between Secretary Weinberg and Dave Stockman, OMB, and myself, on these cuts, that these budget outlays could be reduced by this amount without setting us back militarily. But that budget outlay that we've all agreed to is about 15% of what we have to raise, or the additional, I should say, the additional cuts that we must have for the 82 budget. And I must say that everyone very well.
That would be? For the domestic programs, how much it runs?
Well, we're talking about $13 billion over the 3 years, $2 billion this year for the Defense Department. And incidentally, Secretary Weinberg even left after this agreement was reached to see if he could possibly find any more that could be done without setting back our plans. And it ended up that we all did settle for the 13. Now, the $2 billion that will be for the 82 budget, that has got to be a fair percentage of the overall amount that we must
have. What would be the overall cuts for the domestic programs? Does that run about $9 to $14 billion?
I wish I could be more definite in the figures, but it's something like that in totals that we have to have to offset these changes that I've spoken of.
Senator Domenici said that the $2 billion for 82 that you want to cut from defense may not be enough if you're to meet your goal of no more than $42.5 billion deficit in 82.
You know, I'm kind of sorry that from the very first, after the budget bill was passed, in all our happiness of getting 95% of it, which we did, that we didn't call attention to the fact that simply on the basis of the bill that was passed, the 42.5 became somewhere between 45 and 47 because of the cuts that were not included in that budget bill. And you stop to think of it that way, but we're still going to try for the 42.5. We're going to try and get back down there. But no, the two, I think, is all that could be asked when you stop to think that domestically we're cutting a budget that has been overgrown and with just extravagant spending over the years. While over those same years, defense has been the poor relative in the act, and we have not been keeping pace as we should with our defensive spending.
Thank you very much. Wall Street doesn't seem to have the same confidence about this as you do.
Well, Wall Street, I don't know. All I can say is I wish that without taking them as the only critics of this, they're looking at the money supply next week, and increase their investments depending on that. But I wish that you'd pay more attention to what the industrial and business leaders of the country feel about the program. And there you will find great enthusiasm, and you will find major industries planning expansion and investment on the basis of their optimism about our program. I could cite, for an example, I cited before, the Iron and Steel Institute. There has never been such a planned expansion, modernization, buildup of an industry in such a short period of time as they are planning, and they, in their own statements several times, have said it is all based on their optimism because of our economic program. I just hope that the senators will not get their feet in concrete until I've had a chance to present my case for the AWACS sale. And that case is that it is not only essential to our own national security, it is, I think,